Hi, CBSW community. This is Kathy McCormick coming to you from my home. I thought I would send out a gospel reflection on this Sunday's gospel. And it is from Luke 24, 13 through 35, The Road to Emmaus. This is such a familiar story and much is packed into this. So I'd like to highlight two things. The followers whose hearts burned within them when Jesus opened the scriptures to them and they recognized him in the breaking of the bread. This is the Mass, the liturgy of the Word and the liturgy of the Eucharist. The scriptures are a gift. For me personally, the Word of God gives me insight, comfort, guidance, and a greater understanding of our Lord. Through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the scriptures really come alive in my life, and they are a guiding force for seeking truth and understanding of our God. I would encourage everyone to dive in the scriptures this summer, if any way possible. Daily devotional or liturgy of the hours, anything to seek an understanding of the Word of God, to build a flame of love and understanding for our Lord. That's what scriptures do for me. The staff is putting up daily reflections, and you can find them on Facebook and on our YouTube page. If you go to our, they get posted daily, actually, and each person on the staff is putting them out. It's just a nice way to focus on the scripture and hear what other people experience from the scripture. The second thing that I wanted to share was that they recognized him in the breaking of the bread. The Eucharist is the Lord's gift to us. It is interesting how we recognize this gift in a much deeper way when we no longer have regular access to it. Think of how joyful it will be when we come back together and celebrate the table of the Lord. I know we will come back. This time of quarantine is just for a time. This will pass, and when we come back together as a community, it will be a joy of thanksgiving. The followers on the road whose hearts were burning within them and who recognized Jesus in the breaking of the bread ran back to the 11 to tell their story. Personally, when the time comes and I know I'll run back to the table of the Lord, it will be with a heart full of gratitude. I miss you all immensely. I pray that you all are safe and healthy, and I look forward to the day that we can come back together and share in the Gospels, in the Scriptures, in the breaking of the bread, and all of that. In the meantime, we'll continue to do this virtually. God bless.